Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and for the first time ever, I'm coming to you from FrostCon in Toronto. And looky what we have here, our good friend Alfonso from Studio Comics. Hello, sir.
Hello, my friends, and hello, everybody from We Got to Geek.
Nice. So this is a new experience for us. This is our first time here, and I kind of like it.
You know what? It's fantastic to see, like, the difference between last year's show and this one. It's, like, enormous. Like, it's completely different. Last year, my experience on the show was that they were lacking of a lot of space on it, on the actual show. This time around, they seem like they finally found, like, a space big enough to, you know, feed all these fanboys that are looking for everything, right?
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's really fun. I'm really pleased of, like, the way that they outlined the show. It's really nice.
Very cool. Now, you actually have a special edition on sale here today. Tell the fine folks all about that.
Well, you know, I'm really trying to just get in touch to all the guys and the show organizers, trying to just promote what we're doing as an independent comic book printer, as an independent comic book company. And then, yes, we have the opportunity. They give us the opportunity to put together this variant cover, special edition number 0 of the Night Spy. So this is really exciting, right? Because with this one, we start off the year with the first variant cover, but at the same time, we are reaching our, I think it's the 14th variant cover throughout the whole history of Studio Comics. So then, this is really exciting news, right? So then, this is really good. It's going really well, and people will come. They can find this variant cover right now at the show. I think that we are not going to sell it outside from here, but then, yeah, we'll have it like somewhere else. This number 0 also represents for me something really special, because it was like the rebump of the actual Night Spike series.
Okay.
So then for me, that was like really, really special for me to put this variant cover.
Cool. Now, if you were trying to sell the Night Spike to a new customer, how would you sell it? How would you describe the character?
Well, characters at the beginning, and like I say, I think that we chat this about before, but then Night Spike is based on a comic book that I started doing back in 1996 that is called, in Spanish, La Púa Nocturna, that is the Night of the Spike, right? So then when I start putting this comic book together now in English, in the English version, so then I kind of like they get the rebrand of the whole name, and it's when the Night Spike comes on. The actual characters that they participate on the comic book, they are two superheroes. They're trying to be superheroes. They don't have superpowers. They're really dumb superheroes if you want to look at it somehow,
yeah.
Right? So they are really trying to do the good, but they don't have the ability. They don't have the knowledge. They are really bad doing the good. So then they're always struggling. So then they're comedic superheroes, if you want to call it somehow. The tough girl is Belle, the female of the series. The goofy one is Spike on the comic book. So then we have those two characters that are the main characters, and of course we have a super villain that is Bex, right?
Yeah.
This call it like the classic evil guy, this short, big mustache, bald, and he's always like trying to destroy the world.
Yeah.
You wanna call it, right? So that's kind of like the whole scene of it. The actual story, we have one presentation, one story per book, so then you don't have to be reading the next one, right? So then it's kind of like that. So then you have like a one episode of the Looney Tunes in one single comic, right?
Cool. That's awesome. Now, you were just telling me you've got quite the schedule of your next few comics coming out.
Yeah, so then good thing that we have work ahead. We've been working at least for 6 months ahead. And then we have the upcoming presentation of The Victory, the upcoming presentation of The Guy with the Crystal Skull, both of them, the number 3, the third part of the story. We have also Producer Cake on the continuation of the series. We have the continuation of 2010, continuation of Alex City, all of them, they come in from throughout the year. So then just I'm about to post the information on my website, so then you might be able to find it over there in the next 2 weeks from this interview. Right?
Cool. I'm glad to hear there's some more Guy with the Crystal Skull coming out. I just read the first two issues. You bought them for me at a toy show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Good stuff, by the way. You co-write that with, let's hope I say the name right, Ariel Valenzuela?
Ariel Valenzuela. Yeah, this is a really talented guy. He is from Argentina. He does fantastic artwork. We've been working together this story. We've been polishing for the last, I want to say, like 2-3 years. And then Ariel originally came up to Studio Comics with a different project, but then I kind of like helped him to develop this story, and then we are working fantastic with this story. It's, and we have it as a short, really short story, like a really short short presentation, right? First season.
Cool. How'd that idea come about, actually?
The Guy with the Crystal Skull is based on what will happen if you really own one of the crystal skulls, right? Mm-hmm. So they say that in the world they have only 12 crystal skulls of power.
Mm-hmm.
All those crystal skulls, they are like kind of the one's main source of all the energy and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we've done the research, it's like, okay, you own those crystal skulls, but what happens if you really own it and you have it with you?
Yeah.
You will be able to really control the power, know what to do with the crystal skull, or what type of power do you have, right? So then that's where the whole idea starts growing up. So
okay.
This character on the comic book owns one of the crystal skulls, but he's trying to find out how to control, how to develop the power of the crystal skull. So that's kind of like the first season of this series, and then
okay.
The next one will be completely different per se.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ah, well, man, as usual, like, thanks for taking the time to talk to us and promote us. And
well, you guys rock. Like I said all the time, you guys are fantastic. I really want to thank you to all the team from We Got the Geek that they've been doing fantastic throughout last year. They've been doing like great interviews. They've been doing great content on their website. And like always, you know, if you have a minute besides this interview, check the other ones that they have on the website. Check the other reviews. Check the other news and movie reviews. They're fantastic. They are just unique. And of course, come and visit us at www.studiocomics.com.
Yeah, while you're taking the time to listen to the podcast, reach out to Alfonso. Check out his website. Buy some of his awesome comics.
Okay, you guys. Well, thank you very much, and see you next time.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.